structure is really important for getting a good night's sleep, for quality sleep. Both the you know, your internal temperature and the temperature of your immediate surroundings in bed, and the ambient temperature of the room. And the experts tell us that the sort of range in which most people can sleep comfortable is around about 16 to 24 degrees centigrade, which is a reasonable range, obviously. If it gets a lot hotter than 24 degrees centigrade in the ambient temperature in the room, it does start to inhibit our ability to get to sleep and stay asleep.
That's a physiological thing, presumably, is it? I mean, the body likes those sort of ambient temperatures.
It would appear so, yes.
And if you have no control over cool, which, you know, living in a big city, you often don't, I'm guessing air circulation is quite important, i.e. a fan.
Yes, it can certainly help. And obviously, the problem for us Brits is that we're not used to these really high temperatures over a prolonged period of time. And we get them for short periods, and we don't have any chance to adjust properly, do we, to get used
Indeed.
To over.
Is there an ideal length of time for sleep? Because I think we've discussed this before, haven't we, where I think you said at one stage, you know, don't even at the weekends get up at the same time as you do during the week. There's no point in lying in because your body's used to what you're actually programming it to do during the week.
That's very true. Routine does seem to, our bodies respond very well to routine. So chopping and changing the amount of time that you'll get up times, you'll go to bed times can be quite disruptive. So if you are a poor sleeper, then routine will help enormously in that point of view.
Some people put their bed linen in the fridge, don't they?
Yes, and actually that's one of our tips. There's some obvious things we all try and do, but for instance, we just mentioned fans. Well, you know, because we can't all install air conditioning at the drop of a hat, even if that were the right thing to do, but maybe putting a bowl of ice cubes in front of your fan will actually help to circulate cooler air than just putting a fan on. And yes, putting a pillowcase in the fridge or something like that means there's something nice and cool against your skin to help your body temperature go down a little bit. And that's quite essential because it's one of the triggers to our brain that it's time for sleep is a drop in temperature.
One of the things that I seem to remember from my youth was, you know, the not being able to sleep and all the rest of it. And one of the hints was go for a walk before you go to bed as well, just to get you feeling slightly yeah. weary. Is that a good idea?
I think that could help because, as I said, if it can a gentle walk, you don't want to sort of get yourself really sort of up and going. I mean, it sounds counterintuitive, but actually a warm shower a little bit before bedtime might even help because it will refresh you. But also, again, it just raises your temperature a little bit more, which gives it that little bit of room to start dropping.
Okay, so Jessica, thanks very much indeed. I'm guessing that there is a website for the Sleep Council and there are various hints on that, are there?
There are indeed, yes, and there are some tips for helping you to sleep on hot nights. So, yes, it's sleepcouncil.org.uk.
Well, you can go back to bed now. Thank you very much indeed. Very nice to talk to you. That was sleep expert Jessica Alexander from the Sleep Council.